Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios, Sam Webb and Mr. Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. And folks, look, a special opportunity for you WTKA listeners out there. Our friends at Grand Traverse Resort are coming down on January 14th, all right? Come down and spend some time with us. Tell us about all the great winter events that they're going to have going on up north. I mean, a lot of people think that Grand Traverse Resort is just about the spring and summer months with the great golf courses that they have, but it's not. It's a mistake. I mean, great, great events going on during the winter months as well up at Grand Traverse Resort. So when Jillian comes, I just think, you know, when I come down to tell people about it, it'd be great if we can give away a getaway for one of these events. So how about, what if we told people they could have an up north giveaway for free? For free, a WTKA listener. I think they would love it. She says, okay, well, do this. Tell them to go to grandtraversresort.com/WTKA. Look at the events that are listed on that site. And the events, they go from, as I'm pulling it up right now, grandtraversresort.com/WTKA. The events go from January 19th all the way to May 18th. I mean, it's a huge time span. I mean, you know, I didn't count them up. It looks like about 20 events that maybe you could select from. Choose one that you want to go up there and have an up north getaway for free. They have the award-winning restaurant. And Bart, I mean, an outstanding steakhouse that they have there. Of course, you have an amazing spa. You have the kids resort getaway daycare deal as well, where they do a great job with the kids. If mom and dad want to have a date or some time or get out and get away a little bit, they got you covered up there at Grand Traverse Resort. And they have all of these events through the winter months into the spring. You don't see any of the events that you're interested in a date in that time frame, maybe coincides with an anniversary or a birthday that you want to celebrate up north at the Grand Traverse Resort for free. And all you have to do is go get on your email, get in your email box, compose an email to studio@WTKA.com, and in the subject line, put up north giveaway. Okay, again, email studio@WTKA.com, up north giveaway, and list the event that you want to attend. And when Jillian comes down, she's going to select a winner. It's that simple. That's all you have to do. Just say, I want to go to Grand Traverse Resort for free. And you might get selected. It doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. So take advantage of that great opportunity. Thanks to our friends at Grand Traverse Resort. Matt Leach, so you're about to be in for a treat, man, as we're going to get into in the next hour. We're going to get into the MGO Blog Roundtable. We always have an absolute blast with the guys. One of the things that we don't talk about during the MGO Blog Roundtable very much, Lions. Lions. We don't talk much Lions because it makes NFL talk makes Brian Cook's skin crawl. He can't stand it. So we don't want an unhappy guest, even if it's just one of the three. We cater to it. Mm-hmm. It's okay, Brian. We won't talk any NFL. But look, man, I find myself these days with how putrid the Lions are, and I guess it's been this way for a little while. When I watch the NFL, I don't watch the broadcast anymore. I watch Red Zone. Do you do that? You watch your games?
No, you're one of those. You're one of those. You've become one of those people that so here, I...
You know what? But here's... This is my problem with it.
Uh-huh.
And see, unless you watch Red Zone, you wouldn't know this. It's like watching Netflix. See, when you watch a broadcast, there's a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you work, but I get a lot of work done in the commercials, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work, right? That's how it works.
Yep.
Red Zone, there are no commercials. My productivity on Sunday, but I've made it a point to start dialing it back on on Sundays a bit to try to get some family time in there anyway. You know, doctor advised, like, hey, you gotta figure out how to get some more off time in. I mean, my doctor does a great job of trying to scare me. Great job.
Trying to, the key word.
She said, your body is going to continue to break down. She said, you understand? You want to know why you keep getting sick? It's because you don't sleep. So I can prescribe you some things for the things that are ailing you. I can't prescribe you sleep. You keep this up, it's going to keep catching up to you. You're going to get sicker and sicker and sicker with different ailments. Like, damn, doc, I mean, give me some good news. Well, you can change it, Sam. That's the good news. She's blunt, man. She's blunt.
It's all right. Me living on the East Coast and in New York City for as long as I did, I've grown to appreciate bluntness and people just being up front. Because, like, I mean, there's nothing pretty to it, Sam. You just need to get a little bit more.
You know, I would for a long time wear it as a badge of honor that, you know, I could work on.
3 hours, 4 hours.
Just grind it out. But anyway.
It catches up to
I've been trying to dial it back on Sundays a little more. I go to my son's swim class every Sunday, you know, as many Sundays as I can. Mm-hmm. I've been to a lot more of those recently. So I'm trying to do more of that.
I still watch the broadcast. But I will flip back to Red Zone during commercials.
I can't do it.
And I'll watch Red Zone for all the other time slots. Like if the Lions are playing at 1 o'clock, all the 4 o'clock games I'll watch on Red Zone. And again, still during commercials, I'm always flipping back, but
the Lions
I still watch
suck.
The telecast. Yes.
They suck, man. Sam. And I noticed a few weeks back, I can't sit through a Lions broadcast. So I even when the Lions are on now. I'm watching Red Zone, and it hasn't been that way. I think this is the first time, like, I've been watching Red Zone for years now, but when the Lions were on, I would watch the Lions. And this year, and I got Craig Ross in studio, what, you're Mike Four? Yeah, so Craig, I would always at least watch the Lions broadcast. I wouldn't watch the other games in their full broadcast. That would be Red Zone time. But now, the whole day, at least my football watching day, is Red Zone time. So if I want to do some work on a Sunday, it's like, man, Red Zone is a problem.
It's
a problem.
Cramping your style.
You know, in terms of the hopelessness, the problem isn't just so much that the Lions are terrible, and they are. It's that it's hopeless. And, you know, I think I mentioned this a couple of years ago. I switched from being a Browns fan to a Lions fan. I grew up outside of Cleveland.
I just feel bad for you in so many ways and shapes and forms.
Hey, man, you're supposed to step up.
Well, you know how that works? Here's the thing.
Lateral movement, I mean, at best.
Well, the thing about the Browns is when they drafted Johnny Manziel after drafting a 48-year-old quarterback and Brandon Whedon, both in the first round, I said, that's it. I can't deal with it anymore. And I actually went to a Browns game with my brother and his son this year, and I felt no emotional connection at all. So I've become a Lions fan, and it's you know, Pro Football Focus this week had a list, I think, of the top 30 linemen in the NFL. How many were the Lions? Zero. You know, you've mortgaged the future with Matthew Stafford, who might be a good quarterback someplace else, but is really just an anchor on the Lions franchise. They gave money to Ziggy Ansah, who must play, who's probably in his 40s, and plays, what, two games a year?
Yeah.
And that's another anchor on the franchise. I mean, really what they need to solve the Stafford problem before they do anything. And maybe they should just go into the draft this year, draft Haskins in the first round, they could probably get him, and then dump Stafford in the following year.
It's a very, it's like we have this telepathic connection between Craig Ross and I, because that's exactly where I was going to go.
Oh, is that right?
That's exactly where I was going to go with this. So,
with drafting a quarterback or drafting Haskins?
No, drafting a quarterback. Justin Herbert is up there high,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, whoever's there on the board. Yeah,
Justin Herbert is up there high, too. Now there's talk
Herbert will be gone. Well, probably a lot of people,
if the Lions tank, which they should be doing. They should be tanking.
Listen to this man. But do you think we'll still, even if we tank, if we made a conscious effort to lose the rest of the season, you still think we'll draft above the Giants?
Yeah, the Giants want to win games for whatever reason. They're playing better. And they're, what are they?
Even if you don't, you get the other one.
They're only a half game behind the.
Get the other one. That says two.
The Giants.
Two top quarterbacks likely in this draft, Justin Herbert and Dwayne Haskins. Yeah. If you're the Lions fan, understand that you're still going to have Matthew Stafford at least for another season or two before his contract is tradable.
Right.
And so you're talking about whoever this guy is being Matt Stafford's understudy for a couple of years.
I like that idea.
I think I would be fine with that move for the future. I think that setting that quarterback up for success is setting a transition up. Matt, hey, you're our guy, but down the line, we probably going to move you. But for now, relax. You know, collect your $30 million a year. You're good. There's no threat.
We're not making the playoffs anyway.
We are making the playoffs anyway. We're going to continue to try to put pieces around to help you win. Hopefully, it's going so well where it could be an Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick handoff.
But
it could be a Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers handoff, right?
But you have people saying, but you could use that pick to actually use it towards winning now.
They're not going to win now. That's the thing.
They're not going to win now.
Oh, Craig, man, you should be in here. You should be in here every day.
Well,
Craig.
You know, I have a friend who's a lawyer in the Detroit area. And I get my Browns or my Lions stuff from him. And he's a brilliant guy. He should be the GM of the Lions. His name is Mike Golub, because he's been saying this for a couple of years. Stafford he calls it the Stafford Enabling Project. And that they enable Stafford, but it doesn't do anything for the, for the success of the Lions. And he's saying, they can't really get rid of Stafford. It's impossible because his contract is not movable. And so this year he's been saying this exact stuff: get the best quarterback, get rid of Stafford, get rid of Ansa, as you can, and start to piece it.
Yeah, well, they're gonna let Ziggy Ansa go. You have to. Don't franchise him again. Yeah. It wouldn't make any sense. I said a few years ago, trade Matthew Stafford. There were a couple of teams out there that were in dire quarterback straits.
He had huge market value.
Minnesota Vikings were one, and they made a trade for
Kirk Cousins.
No. Kirk Cousins, free agent in offseason. But it was a couple years ago. The guy out of Oklahoma.
Bradford.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford.
Hey, man, a first-round pick. And then I said, the Cowboys, he could go home to Dallas.
Well,
this was before Dak.
Yep.
Before Dak, I'm saying, man, take advantage of the Cowboys. Now, it looks like this Amari Cooper, Zeke, is every time I mention the Cowboys, he gets in a tizzy. The Amari Cooper trade looks like it's working out for him. Looks like it's a good move for him. So I think, I still think they overpaid based on the market. They didn't overpay based on his production. You understand the distinction there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think everyone thought you can get this guy for cheaper than a first-round pick. But you gave up a first-round pick, and he's proving to be worthy of that. Understanding you're going to have to sign him. You're going to have to sign him to a big contract. He's looking like he's going to be worth that.
Kind of like the opposite of the Golden Tate trade from Detroit, where he is worth more. He's more talented than a third-round pick, but his production has been... that trade now looks like it's working out much favorably in the Lions' favor.
Yeah, well, especially since the Lions weren't going to re-sign. I don't think they were going to re-sign Golden Tate.
No way.
So, to get another pick, provided they use it better than the one they use on Tease Tabor.
That was an insane pick.
Wasn't it?
You're picking a cornerback who runs like a defensive lineman. what was that all about?
Other than that one, have you guys thought of those Lions draft picks?
I think they've done. I really like Kerryon Johnson. I think he looks like he's a cornerstone player for them. Looks like he's the gonna be a difference maker at tailback, with something they haven't had. Since Reggie Bush's first year, so I like that. I love Kenny Golladay. I think he's a piece of the future. Darius Slay, was a nice pick. I know that wasn't, you know, that's not Quinn, but still, that was a nice pick. They have a few pieces in there. The offensive lineman they picked in the first round this past year. There are a few guys in there that I like. That I said, okay, these look like pieces to the future, but a winning future, a playoff. They're so far away from that. To Craig's point, using your pick this year on a win now guy doesn't help you win now. They are so far away from winning now, in my opinion, that you'd be better off taking the best player available if it's a quarterback. Like if you are positioned in the draft and you can take Justin Herbert or Dwayne Haskins, you take that guy.
But that means that's why they have to tank now. They can't go in at 8-8.
You
can't win 8-8. They can't do that. They can't be 7-9. They got to lose out.
Yeah, I would for sure draft a quarterback. If one of those guys was available, that would be my pick. I would store him.
Right.
I would groom him. And then hopefully you are winning in a couple of years. And then maybe Matthew Stafford has played well enough at that point where you could fetch something for him and transition right into this. Craig, I think it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if other people on the same page, but what say you, 734-998-1050? Yes, I would draft Dwayne Haskins. He would be my pick over Justin Herbert.
I'm with you on this. I'm impressed with Haskins. I think he's good. He could be maybe even a better pro quarterback than he is a college quarterback because you're not going to run any read options with him in the NFL.
Man, his deep ball accuracy. Good mm-hmm. grief. I mean, yeah, he can put it on you.
I hate to agree with you guys, especially about an Ohio State guy. But
right there with
but
you.
No, I definitely do. But do you think, you know, knowing that that's an area that both of you guys want to target, do you think it would be smarter to use that pick this year? Or knowing that there is going to be a pretty good class coming out next season, would you maybe want to wait and take a chance on it? You know, maybe try and address a few other of those issues, because I think we can all agree there are a number of them on this Lions team, but maybe wait till next year and address that quarterback issue with Tua or some of those other guys coming out next year.
I say, mm-hmm. why take a chance on fluke wins? Mm-hmm. As long as you're out of it, be out of it. And so I say, take your guy now. You're better off having him learn in your system and developing in your system and not just throwing him to the wolves on day one. That's sort of a Browns theory. I would say go with a Packers theory as opposed to a Browns theory.
Yeah, and so what does tanking mean? That tanking doesn't mean guys on the field aren't playing hard. What tanking means is from a coaching and administrative perspective, mm-hmm. you are making moves like, hey, I'm going to play Tease Tabor.
Yeah.
Maybe not at corner because I think you're setting the guy up for failure. But, hey, look, Tease. See if he can play safety.
Right.
You in a tanking year, you do an experiment like right. that and see if you have something. Because he can't play corner in the NFL, Craig. He can't do it.
I understand that. He can't. And I might also decide, hey, we're going to keep Matthew Stafford healthy. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. So, yeah. You know, that's just my two cents. I wonder what you guys think, you long-suffering Lions fan. Would you take one of the top quarterbacks in this draft if you were in position to do so? Or would you do like Matt and draft a win-now player? Because neither of the quarterbacks are win-now players for the Lions. They would definitely be guys that you put on the shelf for a few years until Matthew Stafford's contract is movable. We got to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.